let's take a look back. Now, by the way, I did you guys a favor. I did not post your predictions for this year.
Thank
That's
you.
Not up there yet. It will be
Thank
eventually.
Thank you, Foster.
But as you guys, all of you, Terry included, you look back on 2014, if you had to put it into one sentence, 2014 was the year of, how would you fill that sentence?
Well, I predicted that we'd be talking smack.
Smack.
Social, S-M-A-C, social, mobile, analytics, and cloud. And I think it was every bit. Every one of those four.
I think you were talking smack.
We were talking smack all year.
How would those type of social, mobile, analytics?
So
and
social
cloud,
is
yeah.
you know is Facebook, LinkedIn, yeah. Instagram came on big and strong. Twitter actually now with the rumor of maybe a new CEO coming in that their stock is going up, but they lost a little bit of the headway that they had made, but still, you know, tremendously important, and people are spending gobs of time, right, on their social media. On mobile, we're all carrying not only phones, we're carrying bigger phones than we used to. You know,
pocket iPhone. Computers in many ways.
Absolutely. And then analytics, less so from a consumer oriented, but from an enterprise, we're seeing so many companies now really getting their arms around the analytics and helping make that work better. And we're able to serve their customers a little bit better. With that becomes a loss of privacy, of course, and there's got to be a balance there. Got to be a balance. But
that doesn't sound like fun. Mine's fun.
Okay, what's your
2014 was the year of drones.
Drones,
quadcopters, and drones. Yeah. The government drones.
We actually
regulations
had,
and airspace. Drones.
We flew drones
in the studio. Rick Broider brought one in. We have a little video of that. That's right. The year of the drones, Cal.
I think it was the year of the most mundane technology we've had in a long time. We didn't have any real innovation that popped out this particular year. I mean, everything was polished, made a little bit better than what it was.
Evolution rather than revolution.
Right. We had no iPads. We had no
Apple Pay.
New
we did two of them.
That's no.
Okay.
All because right. we had,
there's
we,
been I, NFC I, out there. Had,
I threw that softball at you. I figured you'd hit that one out of the park.
No, I was very disappointed. I was really looking for something really cool to come out this year, and really nothing really cool came out. There were wonderful refinements.
Yeah.
There were some conveniences, but nothing really said, I got to have one of those.
Well,
boy, he must be hard to shop for Christmas.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, he's looking like for a 90-inch TV for his wall, or a wall for his TV, as the case may be. Terry, how about you? 2014 was the year of...
Well, for me, now you have to remember the world that I'm coming from and going to.
Yeah.
But it was a world of really awareness of cyber and the cyber threat.
Yes.
I think that if you look at Smack... And you look at sort of social media combined with mobile and with cloud, some of those technologies are maturing, but the question of how to protect and how, in fact, you know who's on your network and you know who's looking at your information, I think, is big. Now, the other thing, though, Gary, I would say on analytics, particularly now with my new healthcare and looking at it from the standpoint of healthcare providers but also insurance companies, it's really about how do they harness their information to actually be able to do de-identified analytics, I'd say, not by individual, but to really predict health trends and to really understand, you know, how best to advise, which to your point, individuals on what's the right healthcare.
Yeah, that's. We're going to see more and more of that as we see wearables, you know, with health rate monitors.
That's right.
And
I think that will be. If you're looking at it 2015, and we will do that by the way next week. But I think that wearables, I think, generally speaking, will be what is going to be unfolding in this coming year. The Apple Watch should be coming out, and it's supposed to be rigged up with all sorts of sensors, et cetera, that will respond to.
And Microsoft Band already has that, right?
Yes, the Microsoft Band is out there. I have an iPhone 6 Plus, and it's got all sorts of, I mean, it's ready to take all sorts of apps that will be working with other wearable things. I would call 2014 the year of the hackers, and it comes kind of along the lines of what you were talking about, Terry. I think that hackers kind of redefined a whole sense of what was security. And privacy has been woven into that. The Sony hack in particular, I think, at the end of the year, to see a corporation so undone by, I mean, just right down to the very bottom of the barrel, everything out there, social security numbers, everything, contracts,
emails,
movies.
Yeah, but if you keep your system as loose as a bowl of chili from a security standpoint, you get what you deserve.
I agree, but it was kind of like the ultimate statement of, if you don't button up your security, this is what they can do.
This is a darn good example, and I would hope that more and more corporations and other entities that have large enterprises are tightening up their facilities just after seeing this type of thing actually happen.
Well, and I think a lot of times people become a little arrogant, and as a pilot, I always knew that there were two types of pilots, those that have landed with their wheels up and those that are going to, right? And that's the old joke about flying, but the same thing with being a chief information security officer, and that is there are companies that have been hacked and there are companies that are going to be hacked. And,
right.
And that's the whole commentary that you made about cyber, which rolls in all of that. It's the breaches, it's the hacking, and really, we've been paying attention to it. We've got to pay so much more attention this next few years.